Let's try a little bit for a few minutes. Trying to press a few hours into a few minutes. We try to make some hachanas for Lag BaOmer, an hour madrega. Try to understand a little bit at our level the side of Lag BaOmer. Everything's bashkocha, and that it came out that the yahrzeit, the hilula of Rabbi Shimon, is Parshas Emma, is also lo b'mikra. It's an inyan pnimi, and the Torah begins with the din of the kohen being metame to mismeis with his krivim, with his mishpacha. And the Torah says, Emor el kahane b'nei Aaron v'yamarata aloha. And of course you all know that the Mepharshim, Rashi, and all the Mepharshim are troubled by the repetition of Emor v'yamarata. And each page, Kedarko, explains why does it say Emor and v'yamarata. L'nefesh l'yitama ba'amiv. L'nefesh l'yitama ba'amiv. It's the azhara, the love of a Kohen being mitamei, Tumas Meis, the Nefesh Liyitama Bahama. And here the Zohar Kodesh says something very, very odd. Something very unusual. The Zohar is also troubled by the repetition of Emor V'amarta. The Zohar says, Emor El Kahanim V'amarta, the Zohar says, is Bilachisha. Bilachisha means what? With a whisper. So it says in the Zohar Kodesh, B'lechisha. What's the lechisha? What's the whispering? What's the secret? B'lechisha. Emor v'amarta, B'lechisha. L'nefesh l'itama b'amav. Don't become tomei meis. Aleph. Beis. The inyan of the koyein being metame for his kroivim is explained by Rabbi Chaim Vital in Eitz Hadas Toiv. There's a sefer that we have from Rabbi Chaim Vital that's not Kabbalah. Of course, most of it is Ksav Makisveri, but we have a sefer, the sefer Eitz Hadas Toiv, which is in the Swarm Stores, has been reprinted many times. It's a sefer, it's a perish on Chumash. Very, very deep and very beautiful perish, but not Kabbalah. And there, Rabbi Chaim Vital explains the inyan. Not only that it's mutter for the coin to be metame meis, the craven, but it's a mitzvah to be metame. And he explains, Rabbi Chaim, that all of these sheva craven, these seven relatives, they all grow out from one root. They're all anafim, they're all branches from the same shorish. Those kroven. They're kroven ala shorish. They all grow out from the same shorish. So Rabbi Chaim Vital says an astonishing thing. He says, therefore, when one of these relatives dies, he says, on a deeper level, Be'emis, the rest of the Kroivim, for most Kroivim, the rest of them are already touched by that tumor. They're already infected by the tumor. Because when one of the Anofim has died, all of the other Anofim in a deeper way are affected by that tumor. Something happens to a part of that organism that is one organism. Memela, every other piece of the organism is infected by that infection. So B'chaim Vital says that Benkach, on a deeper level, when the relative dies, the relative who is a Kohen is already Nitma. He's already in the world of Tumah because of the death of that. He's already being touched by Misa, by death, by the Malach HaMavis. So Mimela, he should already be Mekayim HaMitzvah in that state of being Oisik with the Meis, of being involved with the Levaya and being Metame to the Meis. Again, it's not just a matter of it being Mutter, it's even a Mitzvah to be Mutter from the Kohen to be Metapel and his relatives, to take care of his relatives. Rabbi Chaim Vital says it's an interesting Chiddush. But the question on that is, what about the Kohen Gadol? A Kohen Gadol, of course, not allowed to be metame to his relatives. Meis Mitzvah. But otherwise, Menai Mikdash Lo Yetzer. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Metamei to his Mishpacha, to these Kraven. But isn't it true that the Kohen Gadol, of course, is also a branch of that Shoresh, of his family? And if somebody dies in his family, doesn't that Tumah, doesn't the Malach HaMavis touch him as well? If one of his mishpacha, if one of his kraivim passes away? So because of this question, we need to understand something very, very basic in Pnimiyus HaTorah. Again, I'm trying to press a lot into a short time. If something is not clear, it's my fault, not yours. There's a klal. There's a klal in all of Metzius. It's very, very old. It goes back to the Sefer Yetzirah. A klal that's called Olam Shana and Nefesh. Everything that exists in physical space has a counterpart in time, in a certain time of the year, and a certain soul. I'm sure that you have heard this, you're familiar with this. Olam Shana and Nefesh. That means that Ein Lecha Adam Sheila Mokam, a person is connected to a particular place. Chazal say there's chen. There's a chain that a makam has in the eyes of a person who is connected to that place. Obviously, when we say "shetoinu v'gvuleinu," it means that we might enjoy a day or two in Miami, or maybe in Los Angeles, or some other place. I don't have such a big asagas of the planet, but you might enjoy staying in certain places. But of course, the makam of a Jew is Eretz Yisrael. That's the makam of a Jew. Now, in that place of Eretz Yisrael, Akadekar, by the way, that you know that there's a Shitas HaGoinim, that one can be kinder, that one can make a kinyan, agav his karka in Eretz Yisrael. Even though we don't know, you and I don't know, we don't know what that karka is, what's my Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael, but since there is this mokum that each one of us has, Akadekar, that one can make a kinyan, agav that place. Whatever that means. That's an interesting discussion in halacha. But everybody has a makam. Eilecha adam shel makam. But there's one nefesh. There's one unique soul whose makam is a place where no one else is allowed to go. That, of course, is the Kohen Gadol. In his makam is Kodesh Kodash. That's his makam. In Zman, the time that corresponds to that is Ni'il and Yom Kippur. We're not going to that right now. But the Kohen Gadol is the Nefesh, is that soul, whose Mushrash, whose Shayrash, is in the Kodesh Kadosh. Now, the question that I asked a moment ago is based upon what we learned from Yechai Vital, that the Kohen in the family has, when one of the Sheva Krovim dies, he could be Metame because on some level he was already Tame because of the fact that he's bound together with all of his Krovim, so he's already on some level Nitma. But the Kohen Gadol is different. Because the Inyan of Kodesh Kadoshim, which is the soul, which is the Nefesh, is the Kohen Gadol, the Inyan of the Kodesh Kadoshim is a place of Oiz v'chedva bin Koimai. It's a place where there's no Avelis, there's no Tumas Meis, it's Mufka. It's completely mufka. It's completely removed from all of the sadness and all the darkness, all the tumma. There's nothing. You don't have to even talk about the fact that there's no such thing bechlal to allow b'chol malkum kodesh to allow meis bechlal into such a place. There's no avelus. Had kadei kach that the simcha of the kodesh kadoshim was so powerful, was so strong. All the concentrated simcha of the universe was in that place, which is untouched and not defiled by tumah. That's the pain that we feel when we see the tumah of the Yishmaelim on the Har Abayis. It's the whole inyan of the Yishmaelim is the hepech. It's all about killing and about dying. It's the whole inyan of Yerushalayim is Mesois Kol Ha'aretz. Akadekar, the Chazal say that there was a place outside of Yerushalayim where people would go and they had to take care of their cheshbonos. Can you imagine? In other words, if you had to take care of your tax forms, you couldn't do it in Yerushalayim. Why not? Because it's depressing. To get all involved in your cheshbonos, I don't know, if you were doing very well, maybe it's not so depressing, but Stam, Yidden, usually don't do so well. So there was a special place outside Yerushalayim that they used to know. That's where Jews would go. They had tables there, and they had, and they would sit and they would work on the plains. And the Gemara brings the pasuk, why can't you do it in Yerushalayim? Because Yerushalayim is Messiah's Kol Haaretz. It's a place of absolute simcha, of absolute joy. That comes from the Kodesh Kadosh. There's no Avelis, there's no Tsaris, there's no Cheshbainis, there's no... All of the aggravation, all of the ugliness, all of the defilement, all the tumah, that comes from Mis, that comes from death, that comes from the Gzeira, from Eitz Hadas, none of that is able to Chalila Chalila touch Yerushalayim. It's the Messiah's Kol Haaretz. And the centerpiece of Yerushalayim is Kodesh Kadosh. And the soul that comes from that place, who's bound to that place, is the Kohen Gadol, it says in the parasha, Vayavdil Aaron lahakdishai Kodesh Kadosh. Vayavdil, who's Kahanim over here? No Kahanim in Klis. Vayavdil Aaron lahakdishai Kodesh Kadosh. Kodesh, a Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, Vayavdil Aaron lahakdishai Kodesh Kadosh. So maybe we understand that it wasn't shaykh that the Kohen Gadol should be able to be Isaac in a maze. And whatever tumah was coming from that person who was nifter in his family, even though that tumah would spread and would reach the relatives, even a Kohen, a regular Kohen, would be touched by that tumah, by the Malchum Avos. But when we're talking about the Kohen Gadol, it's a different b'chinah. It's a different reality. The Kohen Gadol is the world of Kodesh Kadoshim. Kongol is not in that place of the Malchum Avos. Whatever tumor, whatever misa, whatever there is in the family, doesn't go to that place. It can't reach that place that's called Kodesh Kadosh. Now the truth is that there's a bechin of Kohen in every single Jew. Because the Torah calls us by Maamin HaSinai, Mamlachas Kehana V'Goy Kodesh. There's a bechin of Kohuna in every Jew. Kahana is a dominant gene. By all Jews there's a recessive. There's a recessive gene that's called Mamlas Kahana Vagoy Kodesh, but there's a Bechin of Kahuna. There's a Bechin of Kahuna in all of us. But again, there was one Jew who was not a Kohen by birth. And you can't convert to that either. And yet, all that we say about him, all the piyutim about this tzaddik, all of Lag Baomer, is Ba Yochai Nimshachta Ashvacha, Sheman Sosin Mechavarach. What kind of nimshachta ashrach? That he was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Ba'yochai b'kodesh HaKadosh. Ba'yochai b'kodesh HaKadosh. It's come based on Mikdash. It's not a Kohen. Not a Kohen Gadol. Ba'yochai. Luvushay tumecha tumecha v'urecha. Tumecha v'urecha. Tumecha. What are all these lashonos about Rebbe Shimon? So the Sfarim explained it, to just try to concentrate a lot into a few minutes. The inyan of the Kohen Gadol was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Shemen, chlal, is a very big inyan, as you all know, in Torah and Halacha. Shemen, l'hatsa panam yishemen, is higher than wine. Shemen is the highest thing. The Alter talks about it, the difference between Yain Yisamach Levav Enosh. Yain, wine is also very precious, but Lahatz Apanim Yishemen, but Shemen is on a higher Madrega. It's called Urach Achma, it's not for now. Shemen is a very high thing. Shemen comes from the word Shmone, Shmini, eight. And Shmini is the Bechina of Kodesh Kadosh. You all know, and it's a very big Indian, the Maral Swarm, that seven is this world, right? Seven is this world. It's the world of Teva, seven. That which transcends this world, which is higher than this world, that's called Shmini. Bris, Chanukah, Vayiba Yom HaShmini. That which is higher. That time that's called eight, which corresponds to the Yovel. Yovel is seven times seven, 49. And you get the Yovel is the 50th. Shavuos is that Bechina after the 7 weeks of the seven of the Sfiras Omer. There's a bechina that's called Kodesh Kadoshim in time. Eight is Kodesh Kadoshim in time. Therefore, the Kohen was anointed with Shemen HaMishcha. Shemen is the Oisius, is the inyan of Shmini. He wears the Kohen Gadol wears the Shmoina HaBegadim, the eight begadim. Shmoina is the Oisius Neshama. The The Kohen Gadol is a person who lives in this world, who breathes in this world, who seems to be like everybody else, but he's a Kodesh Kadosh and Dikei Yid. He's from the world of Kodesh Kadosh. Therefore, HaMishcha is brought down in Svarim as the Oisiyas Simcha. Mishcha is the Oisiyas Simcha. Because there's one nefesh in Yisrael that is not touched, is not polluted by this world. And that's the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, the union of the Kohen Gadol is the same way that in the Kodesh Kadosh, there's no such thing as Meis or Misa. No such thing. There's no atzvus, there's no sadness, because there's hamokum, there's that one place on earth that is connected to that other place above it, in the deepest way. The only one that's allowed in that place is the Kohen Gadol, whose sherish is that place, who wears the Shemayna HaBagadim, whose nimshach the Shemen HaMishcha, Oisius Simcha. There's no atzvus, there's no sadness there. So when we say Bayur Chayim Shachta Shvecha Shemen Sos Mechaberecha, I'm not talking about his biological father. Yochai was not a Kohen, and Rabbi Shimon is not a Kohen. But there's an Inyan of Rabbi Shimon. The Inyan of Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon B'Kodesh HaKadoshim, means that Rabbi Shimon is Mufka from Churban, from Asvus. Rabbi Shimon is that. Rabbi Shimon was addressing that part of me and you, that part inside of us that hasn't become tamei. It's munach b'chayis v'shakayin gadol. There's a part inside me and you that, even though we've done a lot of stuff and we've seen a lot of things in our lives, you know, everybody's different, but we've come into contact. We've made contact with tumas meis. We've all met the malchim aravos. We've met the malchim aravos. There's a part inside of us that doesn't let the Malachim Avos go near. That's Mufka, that's outside. That part of us is called Kodesh Kadosh. Chedushim said, when we say the words Mogen Avraham, we're asking Hashem to guard that part of us that's called Avraham Avinu, that hasn't, Avraham Avinu is also called Kohen Lekel Elyon, that hasn't been touched. It hasn't been touched by the Malachim Avos. It hasn't been touched by Tumah. There's a part of us that the world and all of its ugliness hasn't reached. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's entire existence was B'Kodesh HaKadosh. Bar Yochai Nimshachta Asherach. The Simcha of Rabbi Shimon. Every single page of the Zohar Kodesh is Anan Mechavivus Etalia. There's a Dahava. Why was Rabbi Shimon so deeply in love with every Jew? Because Rabbi Shimon, when he saw a Jew, he didn't see what was on the outside. He didn't see the Tel Aviv part, you understand? He didn't see the Manhattan. He didn't see the Bronx. He for sure didn't see Staten Island. There's only one thing that he looked at when he looked at a Jew. He saw a Kodesh HaKadosh. He saw that in the Kud of a Jew. The Etzem of a Jew. And the Etzem of a Jew, which is the Shemen, which is HaShemen, the Neshama, Pach HaShemen, which is Munach B'chayis, which is Kohen Gadol Mamish, where there's no misery, there's no sadness, there's no avelus. The Inyan of Rabbi Shimon was always to look at, was always to try to see the side, the Nisle. If there was more time, I would try to explain to you Arichas, and this is true even of all of the members of Rabbi Shimon and Shas. All of the members of Rabbi Shimon and Shas. You know that most of the time we don't pass on Rabbi Shimon. In Nigla. We don't pass on Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's Beis Medrash. Rabbi Shimon's Beis Medrash is the Beis Medrash of Nista. In Nigla, he went like the other Tanoim. Now, to be a Tana, it's a big thing to be a Tana. I remember I once took some high school boys many, many years ago. I took them to a big tzaddik. And one of the boys in my class, his name was Alfasi. And the Rebbe was going on asking everybody was asking everybody their name. He said Alfasi, and the Rebbe looked at me, Alfasi. So I said, yeah. This boy was a direct descendant from the Rif. His grandparents were all buried there in Fez now, in Morocco. So the Rebbe asked him. Did you ever hear of the Rif? So the boy says, yeah, I think he's my great-grandfather. So the Rebbe says, you know what the Rif was? So the boy says, yeah, he's in the back of the Gemara. So the Rebbe said, you know, it's not so easy to get into the back of the Gemara. It's not so easy to get into the back of the Gemara. You try doing that. Get into the back of the Gemara.
The way the boy said it, yeah, he's like a guy in a Gemara.
The Rif. Davar Hasaga. We're talking about Rabbi Shimon in Halacha. In Halacha, he went like the other Tanoim. Sometimes we pass like him, most of the time not. His Bismedrash, the Ikur place was a hiding place with his Chavrai. But in the Bismedrash of Nigla, Rabbi Shimon was a Tana with the other Tanoim. But I'll give you just an example or two. The Bar Plukta of Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Yehuda. That's as big as Bar Plukta, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. All the machlokes in the Shas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, you can go through them. All the machlokes in this Nakud, Rabbi Yehuda is always looking at the Chaimer, at the external, at the exterior. And Rabbi Shimon is always in the place of the Nistah, of the site. So Rabbi Shimon holds Malach Shem Tzirich Laguf as part of Tav Shem Miskav as Mutter. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with these things. Malach Shem Tzirich Laguf, because Rabbi Shimon is saying, If the person's mind, if his thoughts are not to perform this malacha, malachas machsheves asrutay. Malachas machsheves. It goes by who you are, what you're thinking, not by just what you're doing. What you're doing. Why? Because you're pulling this table and you're making a chritz in the ground. Therefore, you're chayresh. You're not trying to. Your intention is not to make a chritz. It's not to plow. Because the Indian of Rabbi Shimon is the tzad hanister. The tzadanista. Davishim miskavin by Rabbi Shimon. Davishim miskavin. It's not oila lacheshma Rabbi Shimon. It's mutu altogether by Rabbi Shimon. Because in that bis a medrash of Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says in many places, in Yavam, as many places, is Dorish time of the Kra, right? Rabbi Shimon is Dorish. I'm assuming that you have familiarity with these. He's Dorish time of the Kra. He wasn't satisfied with the pshat and pasuk. He was Dorish time of the Kra. And that same Rabbi Shimon, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is Doiresh, the Tam of a Jew. He was never satisfied with the Chitzonius of a Jew. Ba'yuchai, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that Bechin of Rabbi Shimon, where there's no Chub, there's no Atzvus, this Kuloi Simcha, Arkadikach, that's brought down that there was one of the Talmidim of the Ariya Kodesh, his name is Rabbi Avraham Halevi. And this tzaddik was always broken over the Chur Mezah Mikdash. He was a brochen tzaddik over the Chur Mezah Mikdash. He sat tikkach hasayis for hours every night. He was in this inyan of the Mezah Mikdash. Not only that, now, how he did this in Halacha, I don't know, but he would say in benching, he would always say nachem. What would he say, Tisha B'Av? He said nachem whenever he would bench. Not on Shabbos Yom. He would say nachem in benching during the week. Which we only say once mincha and Tisha B'Av, and it knocks us out, right? He would say Nachem every benching during the week. He would say Nachem. Lag Barmer, he was in Miron, and he had something to eat, and he said Nachem. And the Ariya Kaddish called him and told him, "You made a big mistake. Atta ben Nachama, your children are going to be sitting shuv." And he died. He says, "You brought the Malach HaMavis, you brought Nachem, you brought Chum Bez HaMikdash into Miron, into Rabbi Shimon's. Rabbi Shimon's the Merdas over here." By Rabbi Shimon, it's by Kodesh Kadosh. Don't bring over here Nachem, Churban. Don't bring Tisha B'Av into the Kodesh Kadosh. It's not the place. He died. Rabbi Avraham Halevi, it's a story. It's not a story. He was a real person that died. Rabbi Avraham Halevi. To be masig, what that means, you know how Rabbi Shimon himself died? The Zohar tells us very, very great details about the day of his death, how Rabbi Shimon died. It's all nicer. There's no time for it. But the last thing that he said, we know from the Zohar Kodesh, the house was surrounded by fire, and then come in, and then they were able to be Abba and all mice in the Zohar Kodesh. The last thing he said was, Shom Tziva Hashem is Habracha, and he turned and he smiled and he said the word Chai, and then he died. Now, the Pasuk Shom Tziva Hashem is Habracha, Chai Ma'ad Olam, is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Shom Tziva Hashem is Habracha, on the word Chai, Yotzan Nishmas, is Neshama left, the word Chai. Because the whole inyan of Bayu Chai is Chai. Shom. Shmini, a world that's not defiled by Tumas Misa, by death, by sadness, by misery, a world that is addressing the inner essence of a Jew, which is pure, which has not been touched by the Malach HaMavis, the filth of this world. Now look at the piece you have inside. Only only have a few minutes. Look very quickly. This is from the Me'ashi Lorach. You remember at the very beginning, I mentioned to you the Zohar Kodesh says on the Pasuk, Emor Elokan Vamarta, that it says Emor Vamarta, that Vamarta, the Zohar says, is Bilchish, to whisper. Now, the only time that you whisper something, aside from the library, whatever, the only time that you whisper is when you have a secret. Right? Bilchish. The Zohar says, Emor Vamarta Elayim, Vamarta is Bilchish. Whisper into the ear of the Kohanim. What? L'nefesh le'itam b'ba'am. What's the whisper? What's the secret? What's the sod? What's the sod? Inside each and every one of us, there's a secret. I don't know your secret. You don't know mine. I don't know mine. You don't know yours. Rabbi Shimon was connected to that place. And every person, and everybody. What's the sod? What's the secret? Emor v'mata, b'lechishu. Look what the Meshavah says. Very quickly, Emerald Kahana ben Yahav, Emart Lehem, Lenefeshle, Tamba Baham. Kohen, the Meshulah says Kohen on a deeper level doesn't only mean a person whose father is a Kohen, just like Rabbi Shimon. It doesn't mean this. Like, it means Kohen Nikra Ha'ovid Hashem. Kohen means a Jew who takes his Yiddishkeit very seriously. It means a Jew who's a big Eved Hashem. V'roach, Yikola Ma'isa Manasim Ba'ilam, Eina V'mikra. This is a person who's very Talmudic. He believes 100% that whatever happens in the world, it's Masha. It's an Elohid. And the way that he was raised and what he believes in and everything he ever learned says that whatever Hashem does is gewaldig. Everything Hashem does is great. And the Hashgach of Hashem is everything is good. That's what he believes. He's a pure Eved Hashem. He's called a Kohen. A Jew who's like this can sometimes have complaints. He can sometimes get very, very discouraged and broken. Why? Ki yira eiza maisim midas dinas HaKadosh Baruch, when he sees the midas adin of HaKadosh Baruch, when he sees something terrible happening, not when he sees a 95-year-old man dying quietly in his bed, no, but when he sees like this whole family, this asun, that the Sreifa Shesaref Hashem family, little children, he sees in Yonim in the world like what happened now over there in Nepal, thousands of people. And when a person who's sensitive and who believes in Hashem's goodness, when he sees the Midas HaDin like unleashed, it could hurt because he believes in Hashem's kindness. Because a person who thinks that the world is just a mikra, you know, there's no Hashgach HaPratis, that things are just random, so he has no reason to complain. Bad things happen. No, never. Statistics show that every 75, 80 years there's an earthquake in Nepal. I think that's what I read somewhere, that every 75, 80 years there's a way things move around over there. It's better to go away for a couple of weeks. It's not a good place. Every 75, 80 years there's a mahalach like that. So a person who believes in Mikra, who doesn't believe in Hashgach HaPratis, he has no tainus. Listen, the world's, you know, there's bad stuff that happens. Just try to watch out. You know? And if something bad happens, you have bad luck. When this person sees something that's terrible, some tragedy, he just says, what can you do? It's a mikra. But a Jew who's a Kohen, who's an Eved Hashem, who's sensitive, who believes in Hashem's, not only Hashem's Hashgach, but who believes in Hashem's box of love, when it comes into contact with death, when it comes to contact with ugliness, with filth, with impurity, it could cause him to be very brokenhearted, to have tainus. So look what Hashem does. He warns the Kahan. He's machazik the Kahan. And he whispers into the ear of the Eved Hashem. Because on the outside, you don't get this chizik. This whisper is sod, it's a secret. Because many, many people, especially young people nowadays, feel particularly disgusted with themselves. They've seen ugly things from the Malach HaMavis in their own lives. A lot of the ugly things are popping up on these machines. and they feel very, very defiled and filled with tumah because of these things. So Hashem whispers into the ear of the Eved Hashem. An Eved Hashem is somebody who wants to be pure. An Eved Hashem is a person who wants to get away from the Malchim Avos, who is deeply, deeply troubled by all the suffering in the world and by all the tumah of the world. So Hashem says, Lo Eved Hashem l'nefesh lo yitam abav. Whisper into the ear of this Eved Hashem, l'nefesh lo yitam abav. What does that mean? Don't become tamei. Hayne shlo yilam terumas l'amid this dinah shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, whisper into the ear of the Eved Hashem that with all the tumah that he's seen in his life, Hashem still loves you. Don't go away. Still, everything is still. It's all Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Everything has Gachet Pratis. And you also have in the Kud inside of you. Don't allow it to be defiled by this world. Don't fall into that. Don't fall into that. Into that lie of the Nachash that there is no God and that everything is bad. Ki tamei lenefesh haynu terumah shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, tame? Tame is when a person has a taina against Hashem. Ki ikka taruma samotsu b'olam degi midas adin. Well, I have said v'aheda anim sabayilam, because there's so many bad things that are terrible going on in the world. K'mavu b'zor kodesh l'chein siva Hashem z'baruch emar l'kahana v'amir hi b'lechisha. The Zohar says, amir is b'lechisha, means to whisper. Haynu lilchay shloiv d'Hashem, whisper into the ears, a sod, a secret, into the ears of every Eved Hashem. All the things that everybody goes through, not to have a complaint against the Midas Adin, against Hashem is Baruch. Ki tamid kavanas Hashem is Baruch ach lehetiv. Even whatever person goes through, kavanas Hashem is Baruch is ach lehetiv. It's only toiv. It's only toiv. To mechazik the person's emunah. Av sheinai b'midas Adin gam oz kavanoso b'emek lehetiv. Even though there is Midas Adin in the world, but the kavan of Hashem is ach lehetiv. That's the Malachas Machshevis of the Bari Olam. His plan that he's working out a very deep inyan with each person. It's a Malachas Machshevis. It's not a Davish and a Miskavim. It's a Malachas Machshevis. It's not Stam, a human being. It's the soul of the human being. Why is it that so many Jews, even people who are completely not religious, have no shaykhis to learning and to mitzvahs? They're running to Bayuchai, Rabbi Shimon. So of course, those who are people of shidchis, those who are superficial people, some of them consider themselves to be big professors and scholars. So they say, well, you know, it's exciting. People like all these cool, spooky things, you know, and it's Kabbalah, you know. They think this, so that's why a million Jews are going to Rabbi Shimon. So, many of those same people say that's why people learn Pnimis HaTorah. They learn this from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because you know it's interesting, it's exciting, it's fun. It's like going to Meiron, you know. Those who have a little bit of a shaykhis to the world of sod, of pnimius, of melechas machshavas, know that the inyan of Rabbi Shimon is that what you see on the outside, what's nigla, is not it. It's not it. Not only that's not the end of the story, it's not the beginning of the story. It's not the beginning. It's not the beginning. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Chai is the Gemachi Mechayim Mason, because the Koyach of Rabbi Shimon is to bring a person who feels like he's been totally taken over by Tumah. But when you learn the Sod of what it means to be a Jew, and you enter into the Kodesh Kadoshim of your own life, into the Kodesh Kadoshim of who you are, because every one of us has that, that's the place of Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, you know what happened? Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says in Shabbos over the Daflam Gimel, you know that until that place, it comes out of Daf Lama Gimel, which is like Boim, Shabbos, Daf Lama Gimel, the story of Rabbi Shimon in the cave, Daf Lama Gimel. And until that place, in Shas, beginning from Brachas, Rabbi Shimon's name is mentioned 32 times. Daf Lama Gimel is the 33rd time that Rabbi Shimon is mentioned in Shas. I didn't count that, that's the Tfilat Tzadik says. The Gemara says, that when Rabbi Shimon came out after 13 years, he said, Izal Iskin Milsai, I have to go fix something. So what did he do? You remember, Chavah? What did he do? He went to Tveria, and he went to help out the Kahanim. Because there was confusion. There was a bridge. It was all nicer. The Kahanim didn't know where they could walk, because it was a Safek Tumah, because it was a cemetery. And the Kahanim couldn't go. The first thing Rabbi Shimon did was, he went to Tveria. Why Tveria is not, as a whole talk, but he went to Tveria to try to remove the Safek Tumah's mace from that place, so the Kahanim could walk over there. That's Rabbi Shimon. To remove the suffix of Tumas Meis from our lives. So that a Kohen, who's a Jew, who's an Eved Hashem, should be able to live. That's the Inyan of Rabbi Shimon. Hashem is supposed to help us, that each one of us should feel, to be able to have a Shaykhus, that Yishim Zeichen, not to talk about these things, but to live these things. Yishim Zeichen is Hashem, each one of us should be Zeichen with Chiyas HaMeis. You all know that the Kotzke said that he had the Koch to bring the dead back to life, but it's a much bigger Chachma to bring the living back to life. So Hashem is supposed to help us to come back to life.